Why would Krishna create class divisions, by Krishna's mercy?
Chaturvarnya maya srishtam. Gunkarma vibhagasha. Tasya kartaram apima. Vidya akartaram avyayam.
Quoth, according to the three modes of material nature and the work ascribed to them, the four divisions of human society were created by me. And, although I am the creator of this system, you should know that I am yet the non-doer, being unchangeable. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 4.13.
One of the first teachings within the Bhakti Yoga presentation, also known as Krishna consciousness, is the distinction between matter and spirit. This is so important to understand, as it is the foundation upon which all the other teachings rest. Moreover, this vital information is completely lacking in other popular forms of spirituality. It is almost like they intentionally skip over this distinction. That is my speculation, anyway, that they want to keep their followers from knowing the truth in order to continue in material ways, such as gambling, meat eating, getting intoxicated, and the like. What people might see as a contradiction is the introduction of class distinctions. These are known as varnas in Sanskrit. The literal translation is color, but varna in the sense of societal management is an occupation or division of work. It is from the varnas that we get the caste system of today, which is degraded and that we unfortunately inherited from previous generations. Bhagavad Gita explains that Krishna is the origin of the divisions, which is known as Varnashramadharma in the complete picture. If we are all spirit soul, distinct from matter, why do we have distinctions? How can any soul be higher or lower, especially based on the kind of work they do? Why have divisions at all?
His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada explains that the divisions occur naturally. This is because people fall into different modes of living. The varnas are based on two factors, guna and karma. Guna is the mode of living, tied to certain material qualities. Karma is the kind of work performed. The four varnas in terms of managing society are Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra. These are the priestly class, the administrators and warriors, the mercantile class, and the laborers. These are the four varnas instituted by Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but we witness many such divisions occurring through the material world. In the field of professional sports, one person may be good at long-distance running. Another person can sprint at a rapid pace. The baseball team has the closing pitcher, who is known for throwing the ball at high speeds. There are different kinds of batters in the lineup. Some are good at making contact, while others can hit for power. To force every person into a single occupation or role is silly. It is a denial of reality. It is ignoring the material qualities, gunas, that are temporarily associated with the individual. The question may be asked whether the gunas are fixed. Is a person stuck in a particular mode of nature throughout life? We actually see people moving in and out all the time. Someone who was previously respected in society for their intelligence is now down at the bottom, addicted to drugs and alcohol. Someone who was previously in the mode of ignorance rises to the mode of goodness through good association, through imposing discipline, all under the guidance of a higher authority. This means that it is possible to change modes. Krishna consciousness is for transcending the modes. Into whatever varna a person falls, they can reach the highest destination. Every spirit soul is eligible for the Purim Ghatam. It does not matter what material qualities they possess.
Mahi parth vyapashritya. Ye pi syoha papyonaya. Striyo vaishyas tatha shudras. Te pi yanti parangatim.
Quoth, O son of Pritha, those who take shelter in me, though they be of lower birth women, vaishyas, merchants, as well as shudras, workers can approach the supreme destination. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 9.32.
The expert teacher of Krishna consciousness may try to elevate their students to the mode of goodness. This is the first step, but not everyone can rise to that platform. There is no guarantee of becoming a Brahmana, but even staying in a different mode is not an automatic disqualification. As the Supreme Lord is without binding material qualities, Nirguna, so is the devotion dedicated to Him. This is the real meaning of Sanatana Dharma, that genuine religion transcends any temporary divisions or distinctions. In closing, creating the divisions for occupational duty for on material qualities based. But why not distinctions erased? Because silly the differences to ignore. Understand that same at the core. Since to transcendence connected. In Sanatana Dharma directed.